And we're back. Like I said, it is the Taylor Report. And remember, you can go to CIUT.FM. You can still donate online and kindly remember the Taylor Report if and when you do. We're hoping to reach Norman Richman. And by the way, I'll just tell you that he wrote a piece called Bandung at 60. And he's reminding us in this article that there was a time when there were countries other than Russia and the United States that people paid attention to, and particularly during the period of the Cold War, and since many are labeling the period we're entering into now as a new Cold War, the issue comes up of whether or not all countries will fall in step with the indispensable power. Maybe we will see a new Bandung, and that's actually what Norman takes up, is are we going to see leaders emerge? And we're joined now by Norman Otis Richman. Are you there, Norman?
Yes, sir. I have some problems. I just don't know.
I'm just explaining that you have written a piece, Bandung at 60, and people need to remember, because here we have Russia and U.S., things getting, sparks are kind of coming off the parts of the world as pressure grows between the two. And if we are a new Cold War, as you discussed, maybe there's going to be an emergence of people like Bandung. Tell us, what was Bandung and who led it?
Well, Bandung was a conference that took place in Bandung, Indonesia in 1955. It was basically organized by the Asian countries, India, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, and several African nations in the frame. It was basically the idea of Nehru played a large role in it, and it was basically a conference flex, I guess, the muscles of non-alignment movement. They were basically saying that they were going to take a...
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
And Norman, could you hold the phone either a little closer or a little further? If you're holding it close, move it back. If it's a little way from you, move it closer.
Can you hear me now?
Now I heard you good. Go ahead.
Okay, so I think I was saying that there was a Bandung conference was in Bandung, Indonesia, and it was, you know, basically the Indians were, ideologically, it was led by Nehru, and Joe and I was invited. And
did he attend? Did he attend?
He attended, and he spoke very eloquently.
Yeah.
And the Soviet Union was shut out, and basically, Joe and I took the position that Chinese had been colonized like everybody else, and it's been spat upon. And
talking, by the way, to Ambassador Bissett. He mentioned that Yugoslavia. Tito was there. Tito attended.
Tito was. There's this myth that no white people were allowed, but there were no European powers allowed. But that's kind of a strange. But there was, of course, white. But Yugoslavia is a Muslim country, primarily a Muslim country. Also, Slavic, and they were there. But the Western powers, France, America, and all of the Western European powers, the most important fact is the imperialists were not allowed. White imperialists were not allowed.
Well, now, again, we're speaking Norman Otis Richman. He's currently working as a producer, host, Diasporic Music on Uhuru Radio. UhuruRadio.com. His column, Diasporic Music, appears monthly in the Burning Spear newspaper. Well, there was a man from, by the way, this is really important for black Americans, a man who told you heard him tell a crowd in Detroit about this conference, why he thought it was important. Who was that man? What was going on?
Malcolm X?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, Malcolm X always talked about the Bandung conference because he thought it was a place where colonized people got together, and the imperialists were shut out. Uh-huh. And
Well, African Americans were there in attendance. I think. Did you say Richard Wright was there, the great novelist?
Let me put it this way: that was Richard Wright was there. Alan Clayton Powell was there. Payne, a woman.
This is
the struggle.
Lost you there a little bit. I don't know if you moved the phone, but we just lost your voice. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, now I can hear you. I want to make sure we get these names in, because there's some issues there that you raised. You have to read this article, Bandung at 60, Norman Otis Richmond. And Paul Robeson, one of the greatest, probably the best known black American of the 20th century around the world, he wasn't given a passport. The United States would not let him have a passport to go to that country.
He are divorced. Both of them were disallowed, were not allowed to go. And Robeson, there is an article. Go on the internet and type in Paul Robeson and Bandung. Mm-hmm. And there is a greetings to Bandung by Paul Robeson.
It's very eloquent, by the way. You cite that in your article.
Right. I end that. But, you know, like Richard Wright was there. There was also a black guy from America, from California, Los Angeles, California, who paid his own way there. And he just wanted to be in a meeting where people of color were in control. Yeah. And Richard Wright produced a great book called The Color Christian with everyone. It was published by the University of Mississippi Press, but he basically tells the whole story. Also, was there, and he went there. Told him he couldn't go. Uh-huh. He had to go as a reporter for a Negro newspaper.
Uh-huh.
He went there. They could believe he was of African origin because he was like Edwin Siaga, he looked Syrian. And so Payne was this little small woman from Detroit, and everybody thought she was, she was carrying the swing. I was he's a congressman who's done a lot of great things. They were paying more attention to, Ethel Payne, and Payne Powell went there and basically did a Yankee Doodle Dandy in the Star Spangled Banner, and he laughed at him, essentially, tried to see America was such a great place, and...
Tell us about this woman, reporter. What was her name?
Her name is Payne. There is a new I.O. out on her called Eye on the Struggle. Ethel Payne, she was writing for the Chicago Defender, and she was the mother of the black press. I mean, a very principled woman, and she covered international. She covered Ghana's Independent. She covered, she was in the Philippines. I mean... You know, the whole myth about African people, I guess people could argue now that black people in America are not international. Mm-hmm. You know, people like Ethel Payne were kept over
here. Yeah.
Look, she kept the issue of Eritrea, Ethiopia, Ghana, and so on and so forth. Ethel Payne, we refer to her as the mother of the black press. And I will definitely do some shows on her, trying to get interviews with the people that knew her. Also, there was a guy by the name of Woodson, John Woodson. He's the editor, used to be editor of Mama's. Mm-hmm. We're going to be speaking with him. And also, we spoke to Baba Charles Simmons, who used to write for Muhammad Speaks. He was from Detroit. He is from Detroit, Michigan. He knew Ethel Payne, so I mean, there are people that are alive. There's going to be a lot of reviews and interviews about her because she definitely needs to be recognized.
You can, by the way, this article does it. It's a great one to lead everybody to sources. You have a lot of great sources in this piece, Norman. I wish the sound had been a little better for us. We appreciate your patience. We'll come back and talk some more about it. But this is Bandung at 60 by Norman Otis Richmond, and you can find that You just go to follow the writings of Norman, but he's at Diasporic Music on Uhuru Radio, uhururadio.com, and his column for Diasporic Music appears monthly in the Burning Spear newspaper.
I really appreciate it, and you're one of the few spaces that allow me to come on and say what I have to say. It was the Baritone Conference. I thought, I would get some play from a lot of other people.
Well, you and I both know that the policy of exclusion continues, and Richard Wright had to fight it, and Malcolm X, and you yourself. So thank you very much, Norman.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Norman Otis Richmond. And that band doing, you really look at that. Richard Wright, Ball Ropes, and tremendous people. And they went to that Bandung conference, met Sukarno, Tito, others. And, of course, the U.S. State Department was beside itself. They were most unhappy. And, well, what am I talking about? Besides, they used their power. They did not allow Paul Robeson to attend by simply taking his passport away. If you don't know, there's a great legend. It's not a legend, but it's a legendary event. Paul Robeson wanted to go to Vancouver to give a talk, and they said, well, no, you can't even go to Vancouver. That was the Americans. And so Robeson went to the border to the famous bridge, and they had a concert. And so he sang to Canada, and Canadians appreciated it in British Columbia, just as a sign of, wouldn't it be all right if we had freedom of speech? Since, according to the Constitution, we do have it, wouldn't it be nice if we did? Bringing up Bertrand Russell's great line that you have your freedom until you need it.